This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamaica's business confidence at 8-year high, small farmers to be included in medical marijuana industry, and Agriculture Ministry provides grant assistance to 2 food export facilities. The news in detail after this message.
Collect your mail at your convenience. Simply rent a private letterbox from Jamaica Post and access your documents night or day, 24/7. It's secure and affordable. Private letterboxes are available for rental at residential and business complexes and post offices. Get yours today. Call 1-888-526-7678 for details.
Now the news. Jamaica's business confidence is at an 8-year high. A study conducted by Market Research Services Limited, MRSL, has revealed that Jamaica's business and consumer confidence indices for the first quarter of 2015 is higher than at any time since 2007. Speaking with JIS News on Tuesday, Managing Director of MRSL, Don Anderson, said considering the strong investment climate that now exists, businesses are confident that the economy will turn around and they will be able to benefit from their investments.
What the business sector is saying is that they believe that the policies that the government has been pursuing in terms of the IMF arrangement and so on, and the fact that they've been meeting these targets indicates that the economy is on the right path, that the policies are right, and that in the long run, these will in fact redound to the benefit of the country.
The overall confidence level of businesses and consumers in the Jamaican economy now stands at 123.1 compared to 111 in 2014. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says the government is moving to create an inclusive framework for the medical marijuana industry to allow small farmers to operate within a lawful setting.
We don't want a design which is going to be prohibitive in terms of its requirements that would exclude especially small farmers from participating. That is where we think there are going to be tremendous economic benefits.
The new provisions of the Dangerous Drugs Act will facilitate the creation of a cannabis licensing authority, which will be responsible for developing the regulations governing the medical marijuana industry. Minister Golding says the law also contemplates the export of medicinal products to be derived from the marijuana industry, such as oils or lotions. 2 food export entities in Western Jamaica have benefited from grants amounting to $2.1 million from the Ministry of Agriculture to undertake improvements. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer handed over the checks to the operators of Advanced Farms in Martha Bray Trelawney and Golden Sun Limited in Glendevon, St. James, during recent visits to the entities. Minister Kellyer says the assistance is to enable the entities to make improvements in order to meet requirements under the U.S. Food Safety Modernization Act and other international standards and to provide safe food for local consumption. He says the ministry has also been assisting farmers and fresh produce exporters to improve infrastructure and ensure they meet local and international standards.
We have conducted capacity building exercises for over 5,000 farmers and some 70 exporters in areas such as good agricultural practices, safe use of pesticides and sprayer calibration techniques, identifying and mitigating hazards, pest management for post-harvest facilities, post-harvest handling and chemical treatment, and worker health and hygiene.
Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer. And the Ministry of Education will continue to introduce age-appropriate learning technology in schools island-wide. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says this is being undertaken in a bid to enhance and complement teaching administered in schools. Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the official opening of an enrichment center at Central Branch All-Age School in Kingston Tuesday. The center falls under an ongoing $1.9 million U.S. dollar enrichment program funded by the Digicel Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Reverend Thwaites has commended the partnership between the agencies, noting that it will assist in implementing information and communications technology, ICT, in schools.
This is the stuff that will make young people have the knowledge base that will carry them anywhere in the world. Nobody can take away the skills and the competences that they will get from the enrichment room experience. This is a permanent asset to all of us and all who receive it.
The enrichment initiative is in support of the United Nations Millennium Development Goal of 85% literacy by 2015. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.